Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were talking about emergency organizations that do not allow people to come into an affected area with gospel tracts. Let's continue with that discussion today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
The Lord's blessed me. I've got a great youth director and some good young men in our church that are just a special blessing to me, that I let them do preaching from time to time. That's great. Preachers, let me say this to you. Those young men going to Bible college, teaching, let them come back. Give them a Sunday night. Give them a Wednesday night or something like that. Let them preach to the people. And you encourage your people in the Sunday school classes. There's young men or young people that are going to preach, may not be in, and just encourage people, look, we live in a world today where young people are going so many other wrong ways. Let them preach and encourage them and stand on it, encourage them along the way of preaching right, preaching truth, preaching doctrine, not trying to justify the world, but trying to justify the holiness of God in the minds of people. Christ's holiness doesn't be justified because it's already just. It's his righteousness that will make me accepted into the beloved, not my righteousness. But it's good to give young preachers and help them along those opportunities, not just to preach, but then to work, you know, get out there. Have them go on a home visit. Help them to go on a hospital visit. Let them go to a shut-in home. Just these various things to get them going. So, again, we're to be subjected to those. So, again, verse 1, put them in mind. Be subject to principalities. What about that? Principalities? Which is not as Ephesians that is speaking of angelic rank. Now, there, when you read in Ephesians, you see choosing heavenly ranks. Not quite the same thing. This is talking about ranks among men. But there's angelic ranks among good angels and evil ones. And powers, he goes on. You know, you're to obey those magistrates, to be ready to every good work. Again, that speaks in respect and subjected rightly. But you'll notice the commands after the last word of meaning to keep what follows in mind as well. So when you're looking at that, you're wondering, okay, now where are we going here? Where are we going to end up? You know, is the preacher going to put us in the wrong bed? Okay. Oh, no. We're not going to do that. Okay, so you're trying to get down there to what is going on here? What is being said here? Okay, be subject to them, the principalities and powers, obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. You see, when you have this obedience, you have this subjection, when you do this thing, you open a door, and then the king begins to promote you. Don't you see that in the life of Daniel with that King Nebuchadnezzar? I mean, boy, there was a bad armor. I mean, a bad man. I mean, a bad man. Well, that was Nebuchadnezzar. But I think Nebuchadnezzar got converted before his death, because Daniel, he maintained the right testimony. He would later, after King Nebuchadnezzar, when Darius was a king, he would not stop praying when at the time of day, he went to the same place, prayed. He prayed every day. He wasn't doing that in rebellion against the king. He was doing that because of his relationship with Jesus Christ. And if they came in your church and said, you can't meet in church anymore, you can't pray anymore, you can't do this, would you stop? Or would you do what God commands you to do, to pray without ceasing? And so, just because man tells us we can't do that, that is righteous, but we do what is not a problem of unrighteousness or causing us to sin in the commands they give. We obey it, and we do it with a great positive heart and mind. I think Daniel just really went the extra mile in trying to do things for the king, and the king recognized that. When you read Daniel chapter 4, you see like King Nebuchadnezzar is writing his own testimony of what happened for his salvation. Boy, did God get a hold of his life before him to really turn. So again, it is for a good work. It is to be ready to every good work, because this will gain favor, but gives you an opportunity to show behavior as becometh holiness to the world, to show what Christ has done for you, whether it's to a principality or a police officer or whatever else, whether it's to somebody in the home or in government. I mean, whatever it is, when there's an authority in your life, be lovingly submitted to that authority. Power refers to executive authority. For example, a president or a governor. I served one time as the guy that, in a will, I had went to probate and everything else, and they had assigned it to me, and I didn't know that stuff, so I had to get a lawyer to help us through it all. And we got through it all and went well. And as a matter of fact, that man had ended up leaving things to ministries, of good ministries, good solid ministries. And I guess he knew that I would be the one that would have to do that and sign checks and all that. So not signing a check when they were closing it out that went to the different places, she said, "You got to sign that president." I felt funny signing some huge checks to some other ministries and saying it said President Andy Bloom, or John Bloom, because my legal name is John Andrew Bloom, but I had to sign it that way as president, and that just kind of got me tickled. But it's interesting that we are told to obey with the right attitude. Not just obey, do it with the right attitude. Again, whether it's a president, a governor, but it's within the realm of not obeying in order to sin. In other words, I'm not going to obey if they say you can't preach against murdering babies through a thing they call abortion. I'm not going to allow you to preach against homosexuality, homosexual marriage, LGBTQ, and all the other letters are in it. You can't preach that anymore. No, I'm going to preach it. Why? Because I'm obeying God, not because I want to be in their face and show them I can do it anyway. No, I'm not a teenager anymore. I'm not rebelling against government. I'm standing for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And, as the psalmist said, I hate what you hate. He told the Lord, I hate what you hate. And so I hate those things. Then I'm going to preach against those things because I know they are really against my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, most of those people that are for those things probably don't even know that. They think that it's wise. They think there's good. They don't know that they're actually being controlled by the devil. That's why they need our witness. That's why they need to be prayed for, that they could be brought to Christ before it's eternally too late, before they do any more damage to their country, to their state, to their people. So again, this is a commandment, and actually, when you think of these commandments that are given here, these are different than what you get in a lot of places today, but you're to be subject to these things, the authority, no matter what he is. We're not going to, because they're toasting a high political officer, say, lift the drink and toast him, and it's an alcoholic beverage. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get drunk. I'm not going to wife swap. I'm not going to do something else because it was commanded me to do it. I mean, a wife should never wife swap because her husband commanded her to do it. I actually heard a guy trying to teach that in a Christian college one day, and of course they got rid of that guy, which was the right thing to do. But he was trying to teach that if your husband tells you to wife swap, tells the wife that and she won't, then she is in sin. Well, boy, I tell you what, that guy had no idea of the holiness and the righteousness of our Lord and Savior. And so we must always keep it in mind. Do God's will, God's way, in God's timing. And if you can't learn that, my friend, you do have some very, very bad problems. So, obey those magistrates. Obey those in authority over you. Carry out the enforcement of the law. Law enforcement. You may not like the idea that there's a 40-mile-an-hour zone, and you can drive it safely at 50-mile-an-hour, but you drive at 40. Because it is to break the law, therefore it is to sin. So be ready to every good work. There are different Greek words for good. But the one that is used here to be ready to every good work is that which is benevolently good. Now, sometimes I get people say, do you think it's all right to contribute to things like, well, they used to call what Jerry's Kids, you know, and they'd have that telethon and some other things that go on, helping handicapped children, maybe feed some hungry people or something like that, or somebody's been devastated by a storm. Do you think it's really all right to do that? Yeah, be ready to every good work, doing it as unto the Lord. Now, I know that when there's a travesty of a tornado tearing down homes and things like that, people get called in, they go in with all these good things. Give to goodwill. What I know of ministries that go in and they give them gospel tracts to go with the meals, to go with the clothes, to go with the things they're giving them. And some of these agencies don't want them to come in with a gospel tract. Now, they like them bringing in food and clothes, but they won't. No, you can't bring in a gospel tract. Well, you bring it in anyway, and as long as they do, those are the ones they give to. But if you don't want God in there, then no. If you want the credit that belongs to God to yourself, friend, you're going to fall flat in your faith. So be ready to every good work. And again, there are different works. But yet, tell whether or not they're good. Good or bad. But they're benevolently good, and that's what the word good has here. They're blood drive. Helping with food at Thanksgiving in a homeless shelter kitchen. In the old days, country folks had a barn raising and somebody lost their barn in a fire. So to speak evil of no man is in verse 2. And that's what we want to look at next, but really I want to close out this part.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible. I will plant my feet on his earth.